This is Music Respawn at GDC. I'm Kate Remington with Elisa Alexander. She's the composer and audio director of Ubisoft in Bulgaria, and you're the composer for Assassin's Creed Rogue and Curse of the Pharaohs. And thank you so much for taking some time to talk about the music that's really fabulous that you've written for these games.
Thank you so much for your interview, and I'm very happy to be here in this great event. It's a big honor for me to be here.
It's just such a phenomenal experience, and as we were walking to our table here, we were talking about the shared knowledge, and you mentioned that in your session yesterday about creating a sense of place for your two Assassin's Creed scores, you gave everybody a little quiz. There was a mysterious sounding flute, and you were like really surprised that one of the people in the audience knew what it was.
Yes, I wanted the people to know what are the Bulgarian folklore instruments, because they are not very common. I mean, they are folklore instruments, and a lot of people around the world didn't know about them. Everybody knows about pan flute, for example, but our kaval, this is the name of folklore flute, is not so famous.
Well, I think it really points to the fact that people, composers in particular for games, are so curious about instruments from other cultures because they give such a wonderful sense of time and place, and you know, can put you instantly in a setting. And I was fascinated to learn in yesterday's session that the kaval actually could have been an ancient Egyptian instrument.
Yes, they are in the same instrument family. The Egyptian flute is with the name ney, and we both have lyre. This is the instrument with strings, like harp, little harp. And the history says that we have a lot of common things, because back in time, there is a connection between ancient Thracians and ancient Egyptians. And we Bulgarians live in the place where ancient Thracians live.
That is so fascinating. Bulgarian folk music is really interesting to me too because of the scales. And so is there a similarity between the scales that are traditional to Bulgarian music and Egyptian scales as well?
Yes, this is what I found, because I know very well our folklore music. I studied in the school, of course. But when I started to think about the music of ancient Egyptians, that we are known, we don't know how it sounds, really, I started to find examples from Egyptian folklore music, and I found very interesting fact that there are our music and Egyptian folklore music, these two kind of musics have very common details, like for example immeasurable rhythm, this kind of scales, different scales, non-tempered of course, and a lot of things.
Well, what are some of the challenges that you had using these ancient instruments and ancient scales, sort of combining that with a more modern sound?
They are unusual because we used a lot of modern sounding and the tempered scale, which is very new from 18th century. So the hard thing is that it sounds somehow out of tune. The ancient instruments sounds for us out of tune. But it is important to be like that, because this is the real ancient sounding. And I used the Rolly C board. I don't know if the audience is aware of this new instrument. It's new technology, five-dimensional keyboard.
Wow.
Which gives possibility to composers to play the all the instruments which are not with the keys. For example, if you are a guitarist, if you play guitar, you could very comfortable play this keyboard like guitar.
That sounds fascinating, and the way that you used it in the score is very subtle, and it just blends everything together, which is fantastic. I've talked with other composers who are pianists and a couple of drummers and a guitarist, and they find ways to use their instruments in their game scores, but I've never talked with a harpist before, which is what you are. And so there are some really wonderful passages for harp in The Curse of the Pharaohs. And is that you playing?
Yes, I'm playing, but I have been playing harp from 4 years because it was my favorite instrument, but I haven't chance to buy it. In Bulgaria, we haven't such a lever harps. I am searching for lever, not for pedal. It's a difference between these two kind of harps. So I started studying, and I'm still a student. I have a teacher. And but yes, I'm around intermediate level of playing harp. Originally, I'm a pianist. I have a classical musical degree. But one of my dreams come true, and I started to play harp.
That is so cool.
And also, I use it in games a lot.
Thank you. I think the overarching theme that I've heard in many, many sessions at this GDC in particular is how important it is to use live musicians. And you also did that with your music for Assassin's Creed Rogue, and you were so economical about the live musicians that you used. And so how did you come to that decision to just be very specific with the live instrumentalists and the singers that you would use?
Specifically for Rogue, the action is in 18th century, and this is the epoch of Baroque. And I know that I need to have exactly cello, violin, flute, this kind of instruments. But we haven't chance to use all live orchestra 4 years ago. So I decided to hire three live musicians, and we recorded it in our studio, and I mixed the live instrumentalists with the VST virtual instruments, which are synthesizers.
Well, it just adds such a wonderful, just obviously live quality, because it's real people, and you just can't always replicate that with samples, particularly the singers in Agnus Dei. I mean, had you written music in that style before?
Not for games, but as I mentioned, I have a classical musical degree, so I have a lot of practice in these styles. Before that, I'm composing for little movies, trailers also, and dance spectacles.
I loved your Allegretto in F sharp minor, because that totally sounded like it could have come from the 18th century. And so what were some of the things that you were thinking about while you were composing it so that you could get that sound?
As a pianist, I maybe 18 years, I played a lot of styles of music, and one of my favorite styles was Baroque music, and I play a lot of Bach, and Handel, Mozart, and a lot of composers, so I am very in this kind of styles, and I needed to not to copy some of the composers, but to perform something similar to the style, but not the same. Not to use Bach really, literally.
To work for Ubisoft in the first place?
It was by chance. I applied to the job because I like very much to work for movies, and I'm thinking that it's very close to the movies, and it is, but it's different, of course, and not so easy. And I applied as a sound designer, and after that I started to compose music too.
Well, you've also been the music supervisor for a couple of the Assassin's Creed scores, one of which was by Winifred Phillips. And so what did that job as the supervisor, did that help you at all when you started writing music for those that same series?
This position gave me a possibility to be over. I mean, not to be so involved with emotionally with composing, but to be more precise, because I needed to explain to Winifred very well what we want. And I was some kind of mediator between our creative directors and her. And it was a challenge, for sure. She did an amazing job for us, and for a short amount of time, and it was fascinating.
So did you learn anything in your role as music supervisor that you could put to work when you were writing the music, thinking, oh, well, the supervisor is maybe going to tell me to do this, and so you could kind of cut out a few steps?
Yes, to have a clear vision from the beginning. Mm-hmm. It's very important, because we usually have no enough time, and we could be very precise, to know what we want, and maybe to give the composer examples, to research the music styles, and to give wave examples or something from internet, from YouTube, which could be close to what we want.
How much time did you have to do these two scores for Rogue and also for Origins? I mean, I think one of the challenges that composers for games have is that there's never enough time. So I was just wondering how much time you did have to do the research and kind of get to the sound that you were really happy with.
Around a year, but because the game is not ready from the the first months, there is no game. We started with documents, with brainstorming, with ideas. And it's important to have a clear idea, as I mentioned from the beginning. So the composing process, it's maybe later. It starts, it takes me around 6 months to write the music.
That's phenomenal, though, that you're able to get that all done and all polished in such a short span of time. And both of those scores are just, they just blew me away. They're really fabulous. So if you had to pick one or the other, do you have a favorite that you're fonder of than another?
They are favorite both in a different way, because it was challenged in origin to recreate this ancient Egypt music. This is very much interesting. It's a lot of joy. It brings me joy and brings me inspiration. For Rogue, I liked very much the main protagonist, Shay Patrick Cormac, and his Irish roots, yeah. Origin. He was very exciting person to emotionally to cover his personality with music.
Well, you just did a phenomenal job with both of those, and thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us about them.
Thank you so much, and play games.